I am really honored to have a wonderful guest today, Maui Kuia Estate Chocolate, our friend who is the founder and CEO, Dr. Gunners Valkers. Aloha. How are you doing, Gunners?
Aloha, Cindy. I'm doing just fine.
I think you're one of the most fascinating guests I've had because you have such an interesting background. You have a PhD in physics from UC San Diego. You also are a scientific investigator with a scientific investigator with Diagnostic Research and Development. You were co-founder of BioSite, the leading provider of rapid diagnostic products. And I think you were probably about 20 years ahead of your time when you decided to do a reset and change your life and do a huge investment with like a $10 million investment with Maui Kuia Chocolate Estates, right?
That's right. It's it didn't start out to be that, but it started out to be a hobby. And then as I got more and more obsessed with the hobby, I needed to make a decision as to where this is headed. Because roughly in 2016, I realized how expensive growing cacao is in Hawaii. And it's very expensive. It's because of the cost of labor primarily. We're competing with other, growing regions where literally they make $1 a day growing cacao.
Mm.
I don't know anybody in Maui that will work for $1 a day.
No. It's actually hard to find anyone to work at any price these days.
Well, that's true as well lately. But I do pay my farmers a living wage with full benefits. So, consequently, the cost of our cacao is very high, and the only way to make a business of farming cacao is to make very high quality chocolate from it and sell it at a price that, you can make a profit from. So in 2016, that's when I realized that. I hadn't decided to build a factory at that time. But when my wife and I discussed this, we sort of said, well, why do this? You could live the rest of your life without lifting a finger based upon the sale of the, company and the proceeds from the company I founded in San Diego. And we are both philanthropic. We have a family foundation, and we have been giving back to the Maui nonprofit community for about 15 years now.
You're a hero. You are a hero among the nonprofits. You've worked with so many of my different friends that I know in nonprofits, and they just love you. I just off the top of my head, I know the Maui Humane Society's worked with you. I know so many people and so many nonprofits who are so grateful for your working with them and the donations that you give back to. I mean, you've given back a lot to the nonprofits on Maui.
That was sort of the point of, why create a chocolate company? We have a foundation. It does have a limited budget because it has an endowment and we're only able to give back so much each year. So the question was, why build this company and spend the rest of your life doing this? Mm-hmm. And the answer is to give back. Nothing else makes sense. I didn't need to do it to make a profit. I didn't, that wasn't my motivation. My motivation was how can we do more for the Maui nonprofit community? And so that's why I built the company, and that's why I work 7 days a week.
And now,
instead of playing golf and kite surfing, which is what I used to do.
Well, I do want to let people know your website, Maui Chocolate, great site, mauichocolate.com, because Valentine's Day is one of my favorite days because my birthday is the day after. And yes, I am a chocolate addict. And I have to say, there's no other chocolate around that's like your chocolate. Because your chocolate, it's also the only chocolate I know that actually that Dennis and Mona Jones from Alive and Well supports. They support your and have it right there at the counter. So, I don't feel so guilty eating your chocolate either.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's great. Well, recently we've gotten some really amazing recognition for the Maui-grown chocolate. We do make chocolate from another source because it increases our profit margin. It's a single family estate in Ecuador, and all of our flavored chocolates are made from that. Everything is made in our factory here, so everything is made in Maui. But the Maui grown is a special chocolate because it recently, our farm recently got an international award of excellence called the Cocoa of Excellence Award.
Mm.
And that's given to the best cacao farms in the world.
And wow.
Very stringent competition. Hundreds of samples are submitted to a committee of 30 technical experts. And they evaluate the cacao, and then they take some of the top candidates to the top 50, and they make chocolate from them using a, this is all entirely coated, so you know only, they only know what the code is. They don't know mm-hmm. where it came from, who made it. And the chocolate maker uses the same recipe to make chocolate from all 50. It's sent back out to the committee who evaluate the finished chocolate, and then they make their decisions. And we won a gold award for the Asia-Pacific region.
Wow.
So there's only four regions that they evaluate in the world, and the Asia-Pacific is obviously a large one. And we are the gold award winner.
That's
so
huge.
Pretty amazing for a cacao farm that's only a few years old, that's only been producing for a few years, and to get that kind of recognition.
And you got the Good Foods Award and the new Maui 2020 Harvest Award as well. So
yeah, so the Good Food Award is a separate competition that's run by the Good Food Foundation, which encourages fine food that's sustainably made. And we definitely qualify for that. But that's also an unbiased, you know, blinded competition. And the best chocolate makers in the nation submit samples. And our 2020 Harvest Maui Dark Chocolate won in the dark chocolate category. So that's the same bean, that's the cacao that won the Cocoa of Excellence Award. It's used to make that chocolate. And the interesting thing, I think, is that I believe, and I've researched this, that we're the only company ever to win those two awards.
Wow. Well, you deserve it, too. You really
well,
do.
Well, there's a reason for that, too. And it's sort of interesting that most chocolate makers don't own farms or even have a direct connection to a farm. They simply buy beans on the marketplace and they make chocolate. So, and most farms or cacao growers don't make chocolate.
Uh-huh.
So we're one of the few companies that actually does both of those things, and to be recognized as world class on both levels, on growing for the production of cacao and for the making of chocolate, is I think an amazing accomplishment.
Absolutely, and I'm going to give people a chance to get a free tin of your chocolate, a Maui dark chocolate tin. In about 15 minutes,
right.
I'll give that away.
That is the award-winning chocolate that we're giving
Yay.
Away. So you should cherish that tin. It's a very amazing chocolate.
Give it to someone you love, because Valentine's Day is coming. And I have to say, I'm not sure who does all your packaging, but you do an amazing job of making your product look top flight and really up-to-date and highest class. And if people go to MauiChocolate.com, they can see that you've created some special packaging for gifts for Valentine's Day, right?
Right. Well, our normal packaging is very elegant and I believe, you know, presents the image that our company would like to present. But then we do special things for Thanksgiving Day. You know, we bring in some packaging with, you know, the relevant Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
The relevant colors, of course, pink and red are highly used in that kind of packaging. But the same chocolate that we make in all of our other packaging and products is what we're selling in the unique packaging for Valentine's Day.
And you also ship to the mainland, and you can also, people can shop here local, or you can ship to the mainland as well, right?
Right. Our shipping policy is pretty liberal. If you buy between $50 and $100, it's a $10 flat rate to the mainland. And if you buy over $100, it's free to the mainland.
Wow.
And we ship also with insulated boxes that have frozen gel packs in them. So even in the hot weather, we can get it to the destination without the chocolate melting, which is actually pretty important.
Wow.
In the wintertime, it's not as much of a challenge, but in the summertime, it's quite a challenge, and we put extra frozen gel packs in and take great care in packaging the product.
Oh, yeah, that's a full-time job just doing the shipping, I'm sure. And you gave me an idea because, you know, I'm going to be going to the Grammys here, and I think, yeah, you know, I'm going to see people, and you almost want to bring gifts, right? Some people bring macadamia nuts, but I'm allergic to macadamia nuts. So instead, I can ship some of those chocolate boxes to my hotel and give them as gifts to people because you got to bring
fantastic.
Something.
Well, you get the new tin that we're introducing, or we recently introduced in several last few months. It's this gift we call the keepsake gift tin, and it holds 18 pieces of individually wrapped chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And it is available in a wide variety of assortments and also as individual pieces, the single flavors. For example, the giveaway today is our Maui dark chocolate in mm-hmm. that tin.
Mm-hmm.
Very compact and economical from a standpoint of packaging and also space saving, because it's pretty much solid chocolate in there. There's no air.
Oh, that's great.
It's just 18 individual pieces, so you can pack a lot of them in a small box.
I can have a chocolate party. I can find a room.
We'll
just have a chocolate party. Do like chocolate tasting with different flavors. It'd be fun. I wish I could bring your little cafe. You created this cafe, I think, was it a year and a half or 2 years ago, where you decided to sell brownies and have hot chocolate and do some really great products made from your chocolate, right?
Well, yeah, we always intended to have a retail store with other options, you know, things that feature our chocolate. We built it with the retail store with that in mind, so we have a deli case to display those, and of course we have mixing equipment to make milkshakes, and you know, we can make hot chocolate in different flavors, and all of the baked goods are, most of it is brownies and chocolate mousse cakes.
Mm.
All of those are made by a wholesale baker for us using our chocolate.
Wow.
The only thing we make here that is, of course we make the drinks, but we also make a Lillicoy chocolate mousse, which is my recipe.
Ah, yes.
I developed it, and it utilizes not only our chocolate, but it also utilizes a special Lillicoy butter made by a friend of mine, Jamie Woodburn, who makes, I think, the best Lillicoy butter on the island.
Oh, my. I think I know what I want for my birthday cake now. But is that available online or only at your place?
No, this is a perishable item.
Yes.
That you have to come to the store to buy.
Well, another reason to visit there. Now, I'm sure most people, maybe they're new and they don't know where you are. Tell people about your site and how unique it is and that you do tours. Where do people find you, Gunners?
Well, our address is 78 Ulupono, Ulupono. Street, and we are in the Lahaina Business Park. And for those of you that remember where the old Star Noodle location
uh-huh.
was before it moved down to where it currently is, we are directly across the street from the old Star Noodle.
Oh, okay.
We are also directly across the street from the Mormon Temple, which is pretty easy to see from the bypass as
mm-hmm.
you come into Lahaina.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, so how many times, is it just certain days you do tours, or how do you book a tour?
No, every day is a tour day, and we run multiple tours during the day. They are booked online. There is a charge. The tastings that we do in the pavilion are also booked online. So it's important, if you want to be certain and get, you know, a prime time that suits you, you should book before you come here.
Mm-hmm.
If you walk in and expect, you know, to be taken on a tour when you arrive, if you have not booked, that may not be possible.
Yeah.
They may be full.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that you book online, and then you get exactly what you want, and you know what time to come, and you'll have a great time.
Yeah, and that is the way to go, of course. You know, and what I like is that it is so intimate. It's not like a huge Disney tour. you're not on a tram.
It's typically 10 to 12 people.
Yeah.
It's a 10-minute drive from our factory to the farm, so it's not a lengthy drive. And once you're on the farm, it's easy walking, flat. It's in the shade because the the orchard is basically completely covered by a canopy now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very pleasant walking. Mm-hmm. And there's a surprise. There's a tasting out there. And there's a surprise site where that tasting is done. And I can't really divulge
because it's
all
a secret.
The details because it's supposed to be a surprise.
Well, isn't that so sweet? I mean, so many people have told me how amazing the view is. And that they go there and they just feel like they're in a special, almost like another country here on Maui, that it's so uniquely beautiful.
Right. Well, where the tasting is done, which is the surprise site,
mm-hmm.
you have a view of most of the farm. You see all the trees. You see the ocean. You see multiple islands. You see the West Maui Mountains. And you really don't see Lahaina at all, even
wow.
though you're literally about a mile and a half from it.
Uh-huh.
Because it's blocked. Most of the view of Lahaina is blocked by the trees. So it's really pretty spectacular, very, very relaxing. And as I said, almost all of the walking is level and in the shade.
Which is your latest flavor? I know I had the mango and I loved it. I think last time I talked to you, the mango was the latest thing. Is that still
oh,
the...
No, you're going to like this.
Uh-huh.
We have a flavor that we introduced recently within the last month or so called OMG. right? So OMG is, it's an acronym for Oh My God, of course. But the reason I chose those letters is because it's a combination of our three most popular flavors, blood orange, mango, and guava.
Oh my.
So that's where the OMG comes from.
OMG.
They're roughly in roughly equal proportions.
Uh-huh.
But the interesting thing about this flavor is that the three different components come into play at different times during the tasting of the chocolate.
How do you do that?
Because the blood orange is an essential oil, it dissolves in the cocoa butter that is the fat that's in chocolate.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as the cocoa butter starts to melt, the blood orange is released, and that's the first thing you taste.
Uh-huh.
And then the mango and the guava are powders, so they are actually very fine particles, and those particles have to disintegrate to release the full flavor of those of mango and guava. So what happens is you experience the blood orange first, and then, oh, now you're tasting mango.
Mm.
And it's mixing with the blood orange. And the mango tends to dominate the middle of the flavor experience while the chocolate is melting in your mouth.
Mm.
But the blood orange is still quite present. And then toward the end, as the melt is almost complete, the guava starts to appear. and as the blood orange goes away, the mango's still there. The guava is now becoming more prominent. And during the finish, which is after you swallow the chocolate, the guava dominates. So you get sort of this transition of flavors from blood orange to mango to guava. It's really interesting. Happens over a period of a few minutes, so it's not instantaneous.
Amazing. I've never heard
really
of such
amazing,
a thing.
Actually.
I've never heard of such a thing. This is like fine wine.
Totally unexpected. I thought I was going to get a blend of flavors that was consistent throughout the entire experience, and not at all what happens.
Wow, it sounds magical. This is what happens on a very fine wine tasting, because, I mean, I spent 10 years in Sonoma County doing a lot of wine tasting in the time there, because you do wine tasting all the time there. But that's
right.
What a fine wine tasting, with a fine wine, you would experience that, right? But I don't even
right.
know if
yeah,
you'd break it down.
It's not one-dimensional at all. It's
yeah.
very complex.
Uh-huh. Wow, I love that. So you can. I was wondering then, since you have this amazing new flavor, when you do a shake, I imagine they're chocolate shakes. Do you pick your chocolate that goes in the shake, or is it just one chocolate? Or
no, the shakes do not use all the different chocolates. It would make it too complex in the retail store to have, because we have to make a sauce.
Yeah.
Out of the chocolate in order to make a shake out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So making chocolate sauce out of all those different chocolates
would be
a difficult thing to maintain.
And
so we only use our dark chocolate in the sauce, and that also allows us to give a vegan option to the shake.
Good.
Because we have a strawberry guava sorbet that's vegan. And we use almond milk as the liquid base, not dairy.
Uh-huh.
So our dark chocolate strawberry guava shake is vegan.
Oh my gosh. I have to go.
Because our dark chocolate is vegan.
I have to get some of that. I really do. The chocolate brownies are made out of the dark chocolate, obviously, as well.
Yes, they are. And there is some dairy in all of the brownies, so mm-hmm. those are not vegan. But
yeah.
the chocolate shake is the hot chocolate that we make is also made with our dark chocolate in a few different flavors and almond milk. So the hot
Good.
Chocolate is vegan.
Wow, amazing. We have about 4 minutes. I did want to remind people in about 2 or 3 minutes, I'll give you a chance to win this amazing, beautiful chocolate in a tin, the Maui Dark Chocolate Tin, with that award-winning chocolate. It's a keepsake gift tin of the new award-winning Maui 2020 Harvest of Dark Chocolate. And I do want to say, you know, in the time that we have before we wind it up, give a shout-out to some of the wonderful nonprofits that you've helped. Over the years, I've seen so many. Is there any new nonprofits or any when people go to MauiChocolate.com, can they see where the nonprofits and the money goes
yeah,
to?
Yeah, if they click on the first page on the front page of the website at the top, there's a number of tabs to click on. One is Chocolate Laulima. If you click on that, you go to a page that lists all of the nonprofits that are in the program. And each one has an icon on that page. If you click on their icon, then you get an individual web page for each one.
Oh,
so
wow.
That way you can select, who, if you're going to buy products for their benefit,
uh-huh.
you have to buy it on their web page.
Uh-huh.
And you can sort of select, because each one has a mission statement and information about the organization. So you can understand what you're giving to. Right. Maui Humane Society, things like that, that's pretty obvious. But
yeah.
some of the names are not so obvious
uh-huh.
Because you don't really know. If you don't know the nonprofit, you don't know exactly what they do. But you can find out on the webpage.
Yeah.
So that's easily accessible from our website. And then you can buy products for the benefit of that nonprofit.
About how much did you donate to nonprofits last year?
Last year, about $100,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And previous year, similar amount.
Wow.
Previous year, we did a lot of in-kind donations of goods because of COVID and the shutdown.
Yeah.
We were giving chocolate away to all of the healthcare workers in Maui.
Wow.
As well as the police, fire department, emergency system workers. They all got free boxes of chocolate.
Wow.
And then we started giving to nonprofits, primarily focusing on Maui Food Bank, because that was
yes.
the greatest need
yeah.
at the time.
Yeah.
And then Chocolate Laulima evolved out of that. You know, so we have about 28, I believe, participating nonprofits right now that all benefit from the cash. And most of that cash now comes from the tastings on the weekend. So
mm-hmm.
we do tastings on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30. All of the proceeds from the tastings go to the nonprofits.
That's wonderful.
And that's when there's enough visitors and others on the island, it's about $1,000 each day.
That's amazing.
So typically $2,000 each weekend.
What a wonderful way to give back. What a wonderful way to be able to give back. That's fantastic. People go to MauiChocolate.com. And remember, if you want to go to the page where you can help donate to a particular nonprofit, it's MauiChocolate.com/Laulima, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Or come to one of the weekend tastings.
Yeah.
That's a great way
that
of
is.
Introducing yourself to our chocolate and also giving back, because it's $35 per person and every dollar goes to the nonprofits.
Well, I will be doing that. That will be my birthday weekend treat. That will be wonderful. Right now, I want to
All
give
right.
away, if people will call 244-9533, the first caller will get this beautiful keepsake gift tin of the new award-winning Maui 2020 Harvest Dark Chocolate. It's a lovely gift to give for Valentine's Day if you don't eat it first. Maybe you should go buy another tin to send to someone for Valentine's Day, or to get for someone for Valentine's Day. Well, my next guest is on the line. It's been wonderful talking to you, my friend. Aloha.
Aloha.